If you live in the Louisville area, perhaps you've seen social media pictures of people posing with baby tigers at an exotic animal refuge in southern Indiana called Wildlife in Need. The Tiger Baby Playtime attraction in Charlestown is no doubt popular, and the photos are eye-catching, but is it legal and safe, and who is in charge? Christina Gates of Louisville Public Media's Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting shares the results of a months-long investigation by the center and WFPL.
A crowd sits mesmerized under a big top tent in rural Indiana. Two tiger cubs pounce on stuffed toys, drink from baby bottles, and playfully gnaw at the visitors. What those visitors don't know is that just outside the tent, grown tigers lounge in cages that inspectors have said are inadequate to prevent escape, and that their owner, Tim Stark, has a troubled record. He's been cited repeatedly by the USDA for being out of compliance with the Animal Welfare Act, and he pleaded guilty in federal court to selling an endangered animal. In reports, federal inspectors have described Stark's enclosures as similar in height to those where tigers and lions have had documented escapes, and said that tigers could, quote, easily jump/climb out of the enclosure if they were motivated to do so. Stark says he isn't against regulations, but he doesn't like the way USDA inspectors oversee his operation. His own problem started, he said, when he and a new inspector got off on the wrong foot.
You got to understand, when you're USDA regulated, they're nothing but a bunch of damn opinionated bullies from the word go.
Stark agreed to an interview, but not on his property. We met him at the Green Tree Mall in Clarksville, Indiana, where he talked about his lifelong obsession with animals. He said his detractors are activists who don't believe people should own exotic animals and that others are jealous of his success. He says regulations are often unclear and inspectors are too subjective.
It's all just a bunch of gray area, mumbo jumbo bullshit that nobody can understand. Each one of them can come on and say whatever they want to say.
Stark also says he knows more about the care of exotic animals than USDA inspectors do.
I'm the expert, not them. There's not a single person that works for USDA knows their ass from a hole in the ground about a tiger or a lion or a bear. They don't raise them. They don't have people like me on their staff.
USDA spokesperson Tanya Espinosa said all federal inspectors are professionals trained to do a job and that many are veterinarians.
While I can understand some of our licensees are frustrated because, you know, this is their business and this is their livelihood, and I can understand that at times it's, you know, there are personality issues. Our inspectors work very hard to ensure the health and wellness of these animals and to ensure that the Animal Welfare Act is upheld.
All of that is little consolation for neighbors in Charlestown who worry about wild animals escaping. Some believe it already happened last summer. Doris Armstrong was skeptical when her mother described an animal she'd seen in the yard between their two houses.
She called me and she said, "I just seen a big cat with a big long tail go across my driveway." And I told her she was crazy.
She asked me what I'd been drinking.
Armstrong lives on Crescent Road in Charlestown, less than a mile through the woods from Wildlife in Need.
Well, one of my dogs come up missing. We just thought it was a fluke. The dog come up missing.
Armstrong knew about refuge owner Tim Stark and reached out to him for help. He set two traps, but after a couple weeks, he took them home. Whatever the animal was, it was too big for him to catch. By then, four of Armstrong's dogs had vanished. So she kept a watchful eye out for the killer to reappear. And finally, it did.
We heard something hit Mom's porch, and we took off running, and we knew where it was going, and that it sat right there next to a log. And we shot it, and it just fell over.
Armstrong was shocked when she got close enough to see what it was.
I was like, "Oh my God, who in the hell has a cheetah?" I said, "I've never seen a cat that big."
The predator wasn't a cheetah. There, dead in her yard, was a 48-pound leopard. Stark maintains the animal was not his.
I can't say that 100%, but I can say 99.99%. Chances are they probably just dropped it off there around my house, hoping like hell I would find it, or one of the neighbors, "Hey, here's a cat bug, you know." And I'd end up catching it and housing it and living happily ever after. That ain't how it worked out.
Upon investigation, USDA inspectors found that Stark had acquisition records for two spotted leopards, but no leopards were on his property. He says one died of metabolic bone disease and he had to euthanize the other, but he had no record of either death, a clear violation of federal requirements. His records are in order now, he said, but they weren't then.
Because I went 14 years, nobody, not the first person ever checked any of it. You know, I did it for the first, what, 4 or 5, maybe 6 years. Why the hell am I going to sit here and waste hours and hours and hours of time to do this crap?
There's no federal law that regulates the possession of big cats, and state regulations vary widely. It's legal in Indiana, but not in Kentucky. A federal bill called the Big Cat and Public Safety Protection Act could change that. It would impose strict limits on the possession of these animals. It's sponsored by Congressman Buck McKeon, a Republican who represents California's 25th district. He says the measure is in the interest of public safety.
If there's a case where people aren't smart enough, don't know enough to protect themselves from possible death or injury because they just want to go pet an animal, and we can preclude that, I think we should.
The bill now sits in committee. There hasn't been a Tiger Baby Playtime event on Tim Stark's property in Charlestown since early September. The cubs got too old to interact with the public, but people may not have to wait long. Stark has a breeding pair together now, so new cubs could be born in as little as 8 months. Stark says he doesn't care about any changes in the law. He believes people have the right to own exotic animals and that they should be able to decide without government interference whether they want to interact with one.
Chances are you're going to see me all over the damn news because I'm not going to play no games with them. I'm not going to shut down. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I refuse to abide by a law I don't agree with. It's just that simple.
For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Christina Gates.